everybody. Welcome back to the weekly podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how, in spite of all the volatility and all the weirdness in the world in the last 2 years, we still had 22.5 million Americans move for the same five reasons. And I think you'll find this interesting. We had 3 million move because they got married. We had 1.5 million because they got divorced. We had 7 million because they had a birth or a new child in their life. 4 million passed away, and 7 million reached 65 years old, which is about a retirement age. So these five life events are really what's spurring the buyers in the market, even though the market is volatile and the interest rates have gone up dramatically. There are other reasons as well, but these are enormously big numbers and they're somewhat predictable. So the reason we're talking about it this week, because we want to give you some confidence, whether you're buying or selling, that there is a predictable real estate undercurrent of need. And those needs are usually life event based. People need more space. People need less space. People want different space. And then you add on some of the things that are not on here, like remote working is so much more doable and attractive. Investing is still pretty popular in a lot of parts of the country. Then that explains why we still have the buyers that we do. And it's interesting, in Southern Oregon, we still have a few more buyers. I know I sound like a broken record, but I check it every week and it's still true. We have the market statistics a little clip that I do every week. That's on my YouTube. We also have the radio show. We had Lennox Scott on this week, and he gave a very interesting recap of 2023 and then started talking about 2024. And he also reiterated that there is some predictability to real estate, but he was talking more about cycles. It was a great interview. So anyway, didn't mean to digress, but if you're selling, then this should give you some confidence that there's still going to be people needing to move and that there will be buyers. And if you have a lot of equity because you've owned your home for more than, I don't know, 3 years here in Southern Oregon, if you've owned a home for more than 3 years, you probably have a pretty good chunk. And if you've owned it more than that, 5 or 10 years, and you have a big chunk, then the higher interest rate won't really be an issue because you have such a big down payment, or you might even be able to pay cash for your next purchase. Or some people are leaving the area and they're going to lower cost areas. So that's another benefit as well. But I found this report very, very interesting and just wanted to bring it to you this week, that in spite of everything, people are getting married, getting divorced, getting born, passing away, and getting old. And that is what drives a lot of our real estate deals. So that's our podcast for today. Give me a call, give me a text, 541-301-7980. Want to be your agent. I'm a great listing agent. It's a great time to sell because we still have a few more buyers than sellers. And we are probably close to half of the inventory that we're supposed to have. And we're comparing that to 2019, 2018, 2019 is kind of our benchmark for normal. Last time we had normal. So 2018, 2019 is kind of our benchmark. So yeah, but give me a call, give me a text, and let's see what you want to do with the next step of your real estate life. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll see you next time. Bye now.